You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, this is Pete Kogel from PC Podcast. And when I'm not rearranging my sock drawer, I like to listen to Electrical Language with Gabor Kovacs.
Damn it, where are my pink spotty bear?
Good evening, everybody. Hi, I'm Gabor Kovacs, and I'm recording this on Thursday for a change, Thursday the 31st of July 2008, and you're listening to Electrical Language number 134. I certainly hope I do a better job than I did with last week's podcast. This one is going to be mainly, not exclusively, acoustic. This is The Pavement Ties.
Darling, won't you
listening to the Electrical Language Podcast, www.electricallanguage.co. www.pcpodcast.co.uk.
It's alright, cause I'll be waiting in the shadows for an opening. Won't you keep on trying? There's no sense in worrying when you feel you're trembling. Just bury it. It's alright, cause I'll be watching. All that matters is around you now. When you hear the sound of reasoning, let it pull you round and lock you in. Won't you keep on trying? There's no sense in worrying when you feel you're trembling. Just bury it. That's all I have to let you go now, but it's all you need. Don't look too hard or you never notice me. You will never notice me. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's alright, cause I'll be fighting when you're struggling, cause you're everything to me. Keep on trying. There's no sense in worrying when you feel you're trembling. Just bury it. Won't you keep on trying? No sense in worrying when you feel you're trembling. Just bury it. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, I hope you enjoyed those first two songs. As always, I like what I play, and I enjoyed them. Now, the first one was called The Pavement Ties. It's by Alan Wyatt. I can't give you a website. There won't be anything in the show notes unless Alan comes back to me. I got this email on the 16th of June, and it said this, and I'm going to read every last word on it. Hello, my name is Alan Wyatt. I live in Fishguard, West Wales. I have been making music for a number of years, formerly in Liverpool before moving to Wales. Presently, I create songs and sketch them out in demo form. Attached is a sample of my work, a song called The Pavement Ties. The dilemma is, open your front door and there you are again. I write, arrange, perform, record and produce all my music alone. You see, that way, there's no egos involved and no arguments. If any more info is needed, feel free to contact me. I do hope you enjoyed the song. If so, I have many more. Regards, Alan. So that's what I've got from Alan. The email address is a Hotmail address. I did email him back just a few days ago saying I was planning to play this song and could I have a bit more information, but he hasn't got back to me. Hopefully he's just away on holiday or something like that. So I'll send him an email to say I've played it. But, you know, I had the song knocking around in the shortlist for a while and it just grew on me and I really liked that. So that's all I can tell you about Alan Wyatt and The Pavement Ties. Very good song. That was followed by Susie Ledge. Now, I played a song by Susie Ledge a few weeks ago and I need to see if I can I'm trying to get through this podcast fairly quickly. If I was going to get these kind of details up, I should have written them down. Do go to electricallanguage.co.uk to find the show notes for Electrical Language number 134 and the links to the artists. So what I did say, I played a sort of Dance Type Song, I think it was called, by Susie Ledge that time. And I said that she'd sent me two acoustic songs. Well, I'm playing them both. That first one was called Trembling, and it shows off what a lovely voice she has. I remember that Susie said she was going to be spending the summer in Ibiza, taking Ibiza by storm. So if you're out in Ibiza this summer, see if you can find out where and how she's taking the island by storm, and go along and be taken by storm. And let's move on to another song, and it's also by Susie Ledge. This is the acoustic version of her new sort of very dance song, which I think I'll probably play after I get back from my holiday. And the song is called When You're Gone. It's fantastic, this acoustic version. Anyway, take it away, Susie.
You're asking for light while you walk away from life, as you lean into the flame, tell her you came. The open road ahead, like a book that you once read, but the meaning's not the same, tell her you came. Then why you're here that she's been there, and you turn your face from those who breathe your air. So you walk alone now, and so it goes that you're not that bold. I can tell you're not that old. Tell the world you're moving on. I know one will cry when you're gone. She sees hands turn around, but you lost what she had found. Don't lose another game, tell her you came. And you think that while you're here that she's been there, and you turn your face from those who breathe your air. So you walk alone now, and so you're not that old. Tell the world you're moving on. to glow. You know me, or what I've become. Time never changes, but can't be undone. So I give you a smile as we fall to the ground. Try to tell me we've got magic as you read my hands. And you know me, or what I've become. Time never changes. Too fast and I'm speeding, swimming in silence. I long to be somewhere else, sleeping. And you know me, what I've become. Time never changes.
Music on this podcast. That was Jack Gallia from San Francisco, I think. This is all going from memory, and this is a very amateurish podcast. Yes, Jack Gallia, I'm pretty sure, is from San Francisco. I've played that song Undone twice before. Late last year in Amped 94, 95, 96, not Amped, in Electrical Language 94, 95 or 96, when I was asking you to help me choose a song to play on Amped 100 or to contribute to Amped 100. And I'd probably played it previously a year or so before that. Jack Gallia, as I said, is from San Francisco. I'll put up the websites on the show notes at electricallanguage.co.uk. Now, the reason this is all a little bit rushed, I'm recording this on Thursday night because tomorrow, the 1st of August, Richard becomes a teenager. Yes, he's 13. He's showing every sign of being a teenager and has actually behaved like that for quite a while, catching up with his older sister who's well into teenagerhood. And so tomorrow's his birthday, Friday, and obviously his birthday will be celebrated. And on Sunday, I'm taking Richard and either four or five of his friends camping. Oh dear. Yes, going to Caroline's father's place where he's got some woods, and we're taking a couple of tents, and we're doing an overnight camp with a campfire and toasting marshmallows and eating, you know, overcooked, heavily burnt sausages. Yes, that was my daughter's social life going, that telephone. Anyway, so yes, we'll be eating burnt sausages, camping out overnight and such like. What I'm really looking forward to is the bacon rolls on Sunday morning. So, yep, the young lad is having a rather adventurous weekend, but you know, you deserve that when you turn 13, don't you? And that is why I'm knocking out the podcast now in something of a hurry. I've got a window of opportunity of, I think, about 45 minutes. And seeing as often these things take me 2 hours to put together, I'm having to race through it. So I've got no notes whatsoever prepared. I haven't called up any websites to give you. And that's about it. So there we are. Now, real apologies for last week's mess up. If you're one of the 28 people who downloaded the original version, and I know a couple of you who did, and I know one of you who never noticed the problem, I'm really sorry, because I played the same song twice by Lynn Goldin. I realised that afterwards, when I was listening to the podcast, playing it back on my MP3 player, but this was after I'd already uploaded it to the server. And so I took it down first thing Monday morning, and then did a bit of a quick re-record, and re-recorded one small part of my vocal, or of my talking, if that's what you call it, and put in the correct second Lynn Goldin song. But to my mind, it was a dog's dinner, particularly as I'd already recorded in two parts on the Saturday and the Sunday. But then to have to stick into the middle of that a couple of bits that were recorded on the Monday, it was just all over the place, and I apologise for that. It just shows I need a holiday. Yes, indeed, we're going away on Wednesday. We're going to France for 2 weeks, and I am very much looking forward to it. I keep saying that I'm going to record a number of podcasts to put out in the month of August, and I haven't done any of them yet. I'll try and do a couple, so that there will be podcasts to go up while I'm away, but they'll need to be knocked out in a rush like this one, which is really irritating. Not very good of me. Anyway, there we are. Now, quite a few weeks ago, a few months ago in fact, I played a song by Fergus McCormick. Here's some more.
Well, baby, if you love me, then come on and uncover me. I know your mind ain't made up. I know you're probably fed up. Remember our conversations and all of those sensations. I remember all the good things. I remember all the sweet things. Now that you are alone, I love you just the same. With your flower pot and your Sunday dreams. Oh, darling, when you used to walk up the 7 flights of stairs to me. 7 flights of stairs to me. In your red sweater, in your boots to the knee.
Yes, as I said, that was Fergus McCormick. Now, quite a few months ago, I played a song called I Who Have Never Been With You. Lovely, mellow, sort of electronica sound there. And I'm sorry, you probably got a bit of a thud there as I accidentally knocked the CD into the microphone stand. Now, I've had Fergus McCormick's CD called I Don't Need You Now for quite a few months, and it's a really enjoyable, relaxing listen. It's that kind of Americana style. Yeah, I'm going through a very mild Dylan phase at the moment. It was never one of my favourites, actually, but I took out of the local lending library, and there's a new 3-CD sort of retrospective Dylan collection, imaginatively called Dylan, which I've been listening to. And this was actually prompted by Twilight Dementia a couple of weeks ago with their abbreviated version of A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. I thought I'd never actually heard the original Dylan version, so I went to look at what they'd got in the lending library. I occasionally borrow books. Yes, I do read quite a books that I borrow from the library, but I also borrow CDs. Anyway, so yes, I felt that Fergus McCormick had Dylan references to it. I really, really enjoy his CD. It's something I listen to quite a lot, sort of late evening, relaxing, reading a book. And there we are. Now, because I've got the CD to hand, I can tell you something about where you can find Fergus McCormick, which is www.fergusmccormick.org, which is, of course, FergusMccormick.org. And there's a MySpace, I know, which is almost certainly myspace.com/FergusMccormick. Anyway, as I keep saying, the show notes will be up there on electricallanguage.co.uk. You do know what to do with those show notes. You click on the links, you go to the artist's MySpace pages or websites, you find a way of communicating with them and saying just how much you've enjoyed their music. You make a point of telling them that, of course, you've heard their music on Electrical Language. And if you like it enough, send them some of your money, buy some music. Artists really appreciate it, and just to illustrate that, actually, I just mentioned Twilight Dementia a moment ago, but this week I got through the post, a very beautifully written, lovely handwriting, thank you note, all the way from wherever it is in the USA, from Jennifer Mendiola and John Krause, Twilight Dementia, thanking me for playing their music. I don't recall ever having received a card through the mail. Of course, I get emails, and that's all I ask. You know, it's very nice to get an email, but when, you know, when an artist bothers to put pen to paper, send, you know, buy a few stamps, and these are some you know, very nice US mail postage stamps, Tiffany lamps, I seem to remember, on the 1 cent stamps. Yeah, that's really great, and it's one of the little things that gives me a kick. There we are. What else to mention? The Free Presses album, Half Truths and Whole Lies, was waiting for me when I got home today, so I shall be listening to that in a moment. And if you're really lucky, I may play something for you in a few weeks' time after I get back from holiday, as well as something else from this other CD I'm looking at that arrived yesterday and had a quick listen to, and that was good fun. I won't tell you what that is yet, but anyway, there we are. I have rabbited on enough, not quite. The music I'm talking over, I need to give a credit to. This is a song called Summer Strummer by Dave Rave. I remember playing that in a very, very early podcast, and I can't track down, I've lost touch with Dave Rave, so I can't give you his website or any details, but I know he's from Portsmouth. Anyway, Fergus McCormick, second song to end Electrical Language number 134. This is Evening Star.
There once was a man, he carried a guitar. started a band, and he watched his star. He wanted to shine all down the line, and to have all the people love him. There once was a woman who gave all she could. She struggled to survive and always be good. She wanted to love like a white dove, and to have all the people love him. And all his visions were blue, and he wanted the world in a silver tube. And he sang like an evening star. One night at the bar, a lady caught his eye. She beckoned with her body on the slide. He took from her skin, his mind was drawn in, for he thought all the people loved him. This man we all know, he's got money to spend. Words they depend on one woman high, one woman low, and on having the people love him. And all his visions were blue, and he wanted the world in a silver. And he sang like an evening star. And he sang like an evening star.
Well, you know, listening to those six excellent acoustic songs has put me really in a holiday mood. As I said, we're going away next week. I've got to record at least two podcasts to put up while I'm away. But thank you so much, as always, for the excellent music to Alan Wyatt, to Susie Ledge, to Jack Gallier, and to Fergus McCormick. Thank you very much for sticking with Electrical Language, despite what happened last week. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your holidays. Goodbye.
Powered by Libsyn.